I never thought a trip away from home could change my life forever. I watched the scenery go by below me as I looked out the plane's window. My own reflection showed me my lack of enthusiasm in my blue eyes and heart-shaped face. My light brown hair was pulled back into a ponytail for this trip, as I knew I didn't want to deal with the tangles or frizz later. I looked over at my twin brother, Agento, to find that he was passing the time with his laptop and earbuds. His green eyes reflected our mother's, but we both shared our father's light brown hair. Agento kept it short as he is athletic and took on any sport he could back home, which varied from year to year, sometimes every 6 months. He told me once it was because he wanted to stay busy. But I wonder if he just couldn't decide which one he really loved playing the most. I signed and tapped his shoulder, waiting till he stopped the music and looked at me. Well, we're almost there. His look of disgust said it all, and I knew what he was about to say. Whatever. I wanted to stay home, but they wouldn't allow it. Sometimes it sucks being a politician's son. I don't think Dad's job is why they wouldn't leave us home alone for 2 weeks. Any parent would react the same way. Any good parent, anyway. I added, as I knew he would say his best friend's parents wouldn't care, as they had left their son alone for 3 months last summer. He just shrugged and went back to his laptop. I looked out the window again, knowing Agento was as upset as I was. I knew our parents didn't have a choice about the change in plans, as I recalled what our parents told us before they left for a business trip. Agento and I are staying with our aunt, uncle, and two cousins in Crestwood, KY, for 2 weeks while they dealt with an emergency call. I was so nervous about this trip because we hadn't visited our mother's brother and his family in over 3 years. We used to visit them every year growing up, but something had changed, and neither of us knew why or what had happened. All of the adults stayed closed-minded for years, saying it wasn't our business as children to get involved. After we landed, we hurried through the airport traffic, meeting Uncle Basil in the baggage claim, who was waiting for us with a smile and open arms. I almost didn't recognize him after all this time. He has the same green eyes as Mom and thick, dark brown hair. After a few awkward hugs and greetings, we got our luggage and headed out to the same rustic black Chevrolet pickup that he had had for the last 6 years. After helping us load our suitcases and backpacks, we all got settled inside the truck and Uncle Basil gently pulled away from the airport. Sitting in the backseat, I watched as the Louisville airport faded and we shortly entered Crestwood, a small, quiet greenery town. It was a quiet 25-minute drive as nobody knew what to say or how to say it. My nerves stuck with me as I thought about how much my life could change in the next 2 weeks. As Uncle Basil started down their long graveled driveway, I watched the passing trees and perfectly cut grass while silently giving myself a pep talk about surviving these weeks. I sat forward in my seat as the house came into view. It was a two-story, white house with blue trimmings and had a wraparound porch. They have an old swing on the right side of the house, and I recalled how they have a huge yard behind the house. I wonder what is back there now. Aunt Ida was waiting for us on the porch with her shoulder-length black hair blowing in the slight breeze as Uncle Basil parked the truck near the porch, and we all got out. I'm so happy you all came. It's been so long. You grew up so much, she said as she hugged me and turned to Agento. You've gotten so tall. That's what happens in 3 years. The anger was not hidden in his voice as he returned her hug and stepped back to get his bags from the pickup bed. Yes. And I wish it wasn't so long. We walked onto the porch and headed inside. The hallway was small, but each room surrounding it looked huge, and the staircase matched the outside, white stairs with blue railings. Sinia and Adacio were cleaning out the guest rooms for your stay. They haven't been used since your last visit.